This is the Sakar Merli of the 14th of April, 2026. Essence, sweet children, in order to become deities, drink this nectar and also inspire others to drink it. Only those who drink this nectar become elevated. Question. On what basis do the subjects of the Golden Age become ready at this time? Answer. Those who are impressed by this knowledge and say that it is very good, but neither study it nor make effort, become subjects. To be impressed means to become a subject. In order to become a Sun Dynasty king or queen, effort is required. Full attention has to be paid to this study. You can receive a high status if you continue to stay in remembrance and also inspire others to do the same. Song. You spent the night in sleeping and the day in eating. Om Shanti. You children heard in the song that it said their lives were like a diamond and that they have now become like a shell. This is common. Baba explains very easily so that even a small child can understand. When they relate the story of the true Narayan, even small children sit down to listen. However, whatever they relate in those spiritual gatherings are only stories. Those stories are not knowledge. They are just man-made stories. There is the story of the Gita and the story of the Ramayana. There are many different stories in the scriptures that they relate. All of them are stories. Can there ever be any benefit in stories? This is the story of the true Narayan. That is the true story to become Narayan from an ordinary human. By listening to this story, you change from an ordinary human into Narayan. This is also the story of immortality. You invite people, come, and we will tell you the story of immortality so that you can go to the land of immortality. In spite of that, no one understands anything. They have been listening to the stories of the scriptures, and yet they haven't received anything. They go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple. Come, let's go there and have a glimpse of the idols. Let's go and have a glimpse of the Mahatmas. That custom and system has continued. They continue to bow down to all of the rishis and munis, etc., who existed in the past. Ask them if they know the story of Creator and the creation, and they reply that they don't. You children now understand that this story of the Creator and the creation is very easy. It is the story of Alpha and Beta. Although those who come to exhibitions listen to the story very well, they don't become pure. They believe that the custom and system of indulging in vice is eternal. They go in front of the idols of the deities in the temples and sing, "You are completely viceless." Then, when they come outside, they say that it is an eternal system to indulge in vice, and they ask how the world would continue without it. They say even Lakshmi and Narayan had children. They say this. And so what can you tell them? You cannot equate those with ordinary human beings. Deities were still human beings. They were so happy in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Baba is telling you children very easy things. True, there was heaven here in Bharat. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There are their images too. Everyone believes that it was there, Lakshmi and Narayan's kingdom in the Golden Age. No one was unhappy there. They were completely viceless. Big temples have been built to them. They existed 5,000 years ago. They don't exist now. It is now the end of the Iron Age. Human beings continue to fight and quarrel amongst themselves. God resides up above in the land of Nirvana. In fact, we souls also reside there, and we then come here to play our parts. At first, we were in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There was a lot of happiness and bliss there, and then we had to take 84 births. The cycle of 84 births has been remembered. We ruled in the Sun Dynasty for 1,250 years. There was limitless happiness there. People were completely viceless, and there were palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. We ruled that kingdom, and then had to take 84 births. The cycle of this world history and geography continues to turn. There was happiness for half a cycle. We were in the kingdom of Rama, and then the population of human beings continued to grow. In the Golden Age, there were 900,000. By the end of the Golden Age, that had grown from 900,000 to 20 million. And then there was a lot of happiness and comfort for the 12 births of the Silver Age. There was just one religion. What happened then? The kingdom of Ravan began. Look how easily I explain the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. You should also explain to young children in this way. What happened then? All the big palaces of gold, studded with diamonds and jewels, went down below in the earthquakes. Earthquakes took place when the people of Bharat became vicious, and the kingdom of Ravan then began. From pure, everyone became impure. They say that the golden Lanka went down below. Some things must have remained with which they built the temples, etc. The path of devotion began. Human beings began to become vicious. It then became the kingdom of Ravan, and their lifespans decreased. From being viceless yogis, they became vicious bogies who indulged in sensual pleasures. As were the king and queen, so the subjects too became vicious. This story is so easy. If you young daughters related this story, important, influential people would be ashamed. The father is now sitting here and telling you this. He alone is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. Then, in the Copper Age, you became those who indulged in sensual pleasures and became impure, and other religions then began to come into existence. The intoxication of nectar finished. Fighting and quarrelling began. We began to fall in the Copper Age, and we became even more vicious in the Iron Age. We continued to make stone idols of Hanuman and Ganesh. We became those with stone intellects and began to worship stone. We believed that God exists in pebbles and stones. And by our doing all of that, the condition of Barrett has become like this. The father now says, renounce poison, drink this nectar, and become pure and claim your kingdom. Renounce poison, and you will change from humans into deities. However, you don't renounce poison. Women are beaten so much for poison and troubled so much. This was why Draupadi called out for protection. You understand how it is not possible to become deities without drinking this nectar. Ravan doesn't exist in the Golden Age. The father says, unless you become elevated, you cannot go to heaven. Those who were elevated have now become corrupt. You now have to drink this nectar and become elevated. The father says, constantly remember me alone. Have you forgotten the Gita? I created the Gita, but they inserted Krishna's name. Who gave Lakshmi and Narayan their kingdom? It must definitely have been God who gave it. God taught them Raj Yoga in their previous birth, but Krishna's name was inserted. You should practice explaining this to others. It is a very easy story. How long did it take Baba? Even in half an hour, some are not able to understand such an easy matter. This is why the father says, just sit and explain this short story to someone. Take a picture in one hand. There is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age, and the kingdom of Rama and Sita in the Silver Age. Then the kingdom of Ravan began in the Copper Age. It is such an easy story. We were definitely deities and then became warriors, merchants and shudras. Now, because you don't consider yourselves to be deities, you call yourselves Hindus. From having an elevated religion and performing elevated actions, you have become corrupt in your religion and actions. If you young daughters sat and gave lectures in this way, the whole gathering would say, encore, encore. Baba is speaking to those at all the centres. These older people don't learn anything, so teach these little Kumaris. There are also the names of the Kumaris. There are very good Kumaris in Delhi and Bombay. They are well educated. They should become alert. They could do so much. If the Kumaris were to become alert, the name would be glorified. Those from wealthy homes hardly have any courage. They have the intoxication of their wealth. Once they receive their dowry, that's it for them. When a Kumari gets married, she becomes ugly and has to bow down to everyone. Therefore, the father explains so easily. However, they don't think about becoming those with divine intellects. Look, nowadays, even those who haven't studied have become MPs or MLAs, members of the Legislative Assembly. Look at what they can become by studying. This study is very easy. You should go and teach others. However, because they don't follow Srimat, they don't even study. There are many very good Kumaris, but they have their own intoxication. When they do a little work, they think they have done so much. Now a lot of work still has to be done. Nowadays, it is Kumaris who indulge in a lot of fashion. There is natural beauty. Here, the adornment is so artificial. They spend so much money just on hairdressing. That is the pomp of Maya. There is the fall of Maya, the kingdom of Ravan, and then there is the rise of the kingdom of Rama. The kingdom of Rama is now being established. However, you should at least make some effort. What will you become if you don't study? When you go there, you will become subjects worth a few pennies. Eminent people of today will become subjects there. Wealthy people simply say that this is good and become engrossed in their work. They become very impressed. And then what? What will happen eventually? They will become subjects there. To be impressed means to become a subject. Those who make effort will go into the kingdom of Rama. The explanation is very easy. The boats of those who maintain the intoxication of this story will go across. We will go to the land of peace and then go into that land of happiness. That is, you simply have to remember Baba and inspire others to do the same. Only then will you claim a high status. Pay attention to studying. You should have pictures in your hand. When Baba used to worship Lakshmi and Narayan, he would have their picture in his pocket. There are many small photos. They are also in lockets. Explain these pictures. This is Baba, and you receive your inheritance from him. Now become pure and remember the Father. There is so much of this knowledge in the badge. It has this entire knowledge. It is very easy to explain this. Claim your inheritance of liberation in life from the Father in a second. Anyone who explains this can claim a right to the status of liberation in life. All the rest will claim a status according to how they study. They will go to heaven. They will at least come at the end. The population has to grow. The deity religion is the highest. They, deities, would be created, would they not? There will be hundreds of thousands of subjects created. Effort is needed in order to become part of the Sun Dynasty. Only those who do service will claim a high status. Their names are also glorified. Kumaka, Janak, etc. are looking after centres very well. There is no conflict. The Father says, "See no evil, speak no evil." In spite of that, some continue to say such things. What will such people become when they go there? They don't even do such easy service. Even little daughters can explain this. They can give this knowledge. The army of monkeys is very well known. The Sitas who are trapped in Ravan's jail have to be freed. People have made up so many different stories. Some would give such lectures. And then they, the Kumaris, say that so-and-so was very impressed. Ask them, what do you want to become? They just tell others. Their knowledge is very good. However, they themselves don't understand it. So what was the benefit? Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to become one with a divine intellect, pay full attention to this study. Study and teach others according to Srimat. Renounce the intoxication of your limited wealth and fashion, etc., and engage yourself in doing this unlimited service. 2. Hear no evil, see no evil. Don't talk about wasteful matters. Don't be impressed by anyone. Tell everyone the short story of becoming a true Narayan. Blessing. May you die alive and remain aware of your new life, and thereby gain victory over your physical senses. You children who have completely died alive cannot be attracted by any physical senses. To die alive means that you have died to everything and that your old life has finished. Since you have taken a new birth, how could you be influenced by physical senses in your new birth and new life? In your new life of a Brahma Kumaro Kumari, you are completely beyond any knowledge of what it means to be influenced by the physical senses. Do not let even the slightest breath, that is, any sanskar of a Shudra, be even slightly stuck on you. Slogan. Merge God's love in your heart at Amrit Vela, and no other love will attract you. Aviat signal. Imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. In order to attain success in a gathering, remain constantly seated on your throne of humility. Sit on this throne and wear your crown of responsibility and create your future status. Don't get off your throne. Do everything while seated on your throne and you will continue to receive success. Let the lesson of you first be firm. By doing this, your sanskars will harmonize with everyone. Om Shanti.